This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
And joining us on the phone right now is Dr. Kunde Tanganyika with this Optum Health Minute. And we are talking about National Heart Health Month, Doctor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we're talking about risk factors, particularly the kind of risk factors that you experience when you're having heart palpitations. Tell us about that.
Yes, heart palpitations, you know, people describe them as, oh, I feel I'm having skip beats, or I feel as if my heart is fluttering. And basically, that could be an indication of, an abnormal heart rhythm, which can need to be treated with medication, or it could put you at risk for having things like strokes, for instance.
And how do we differentiate between just maybe an episode where we're excited or we're scared or something like that, as opposed to something that is indicative of a serious heart problem?
The palpitations or the fluttering that is a red flag, does, you know, as an individual, you would probably have things, symptoms such as feeling lightheaded, passing out. So if you're having palpitations and you're having those sensations, I would not take those palpitations lightly. Those are the palpitations that I suggest that as an individual, you get evaluated by a physician.
And the physician's going to be looking to see if they can replicate the condition. What kind of procedures will you undergo if you show up to the doctor and say, I'm having these heart palpitations?
We tend to put, the first thing we get is an electrocardiogram, an EKG, to see if we can, on the EKG, if it shows any abnormal heart rhythm or any extra beats that could explain what the patient's feeling. If the EKG is normal, then at times we prescribe what we call a heart monitor, where it's either worn for 24 hours or it can be worn for 30 days for us to be able to see if we can dictate that arrhythmia. Documented, so that, you know, when you have your next visit, you can have additional discussions about, hey, do you need to be on any medications, or are you just having extra beats, or those are not life-threatening. Lifestyle changes that you could do include cutting down on caffeinated beverages. You know, so if you drink a lot of coffee, or you're the person who drinks a lot of Mountain Dew, would encourage you to cut down on that if they just are extra beats, which are not abnormal heart rhythms.
So changing diet, also possibly medication, correct, for the treatment?
Correct.
Okay, so some important information there. Dr. Tanganyika, thank you so much for joining us and giving us that information. February, National Heart Health Month. It's important for all of us to be aware of risk factors as well as things we can do to optimize our hearts, because they're the only hearts we have, right? There's not a replacement.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And right now, your time is 6:40 here on KRDO's Morning News.